Welcome to Liberosity Book Talks. This is John Cook. The following four novels bring ancient civilizations to vibrant life as they combine historical facts with engaging stories. They reveal a deeply passionate people, both in love and in war. But these novels also reveal a time when magic rivaled science, and when religion directly impacted the course of life. Gods walked among men, and mystics channeled their righteous power. Spanning years, even decades, these novels recount pivotal moments in human history and breathe life into important historical figures. The novels I will be discussing are set in four distinct areas of the world, all before the Common Era. Please join me as I explore the origin and the development of the human race through the power of storytelling. People of the Wolf by W. Michael Gear and Kathleen O'Neill Gear is the first book in the award-winning First North American series. In this epic novel of prehistory, the ancestors of today's Native Americans forge a path from an old world into a new one. Wolf Dreamer, a visionary man who communes with the spirit of a wolf, leads a band of courageous men, women, and children from the frozen waste to a pristine, unspoiled continent. The novel draws heavily upon mysticism and the spirituality of these ancient tribesmen. Prophecy and magic propel their exodus, which leads to a journey filled with hardship, conflict, and passion. However, People of the Wolf is ultimately a story about the boundless determination of the ancient North Americans. Druids by Morgan Llewellyn tells the tragic tale of a long misunderstood people, the ancient Celts. The novel is set in Gaul, in what we know today as France, during Caesar's occupation and conquest around 58 BCE. Einvar, a boy growing up during these tumultuous times, is raised by birth in the mystic ways of the Druidic order. Through his ascension within the ranks, the reader is offered glimpses into the sacred rituals and festivals that defined the Celtic people, as well as depictions of their day-to-day lives. The wild freedom of the nature-revering Celts is juxtaposed against the strict rigidity of the Romans, as Caesar declares war on free Gaul. As High Druid, Einvar attempts to unite the independent Celtic tribes in a collective and defiant defense of their precious homeland. The inevitable ending will not come as a surprise to those who know their history. However, through a combination of thorough research and high action, Llewellyn leaves the reader with a potent warning. Beware the Roman version of history. Warlock by Wilbur Smith begins with an act of treachery as Pharaoh Thamose is murdered by one of his closest advisors. His assassin, Naja, usurps the throne and claims himself God King of all of Egypt. But there are powers at work that seek retribution. Under the tutelage of the wise old Magus Taita, Pharaoh's only son, Nefertiti, embarks on a quest to avenge his father's murder and restore his family's name to power. Nefer's journey takes him to all corners of Egypt and beyond as he attempts to consolidate a mounting resistance in the face of conflicting political ideologies. The ancient Egyptians lived in a world defined by magic, ritual, and religion. Smith brings these mystic elements to life through his characterization of Taita. As the old warlock trains him in mind, body, and soul, Nefer grows from a scared little boy to a powerful and respected leader who seeks vengeance and his rightful crown. Dawn of Empire by Sam Barone is a story about the first walled city in human history. Around 2500 BCE, migrating barbarian tribes ruled the land between the Tigris and Euphrates rivers. Of all the fierce tribes, the Alor Merikai were the most savage and the most feared. Eskar, an exile of this clan, takes up residence in the prospering city of Orak, earning his keep as a low-ranking guard. When word comes that the Alor Merikai have adjusted their migration route towards Orak, Eskar is elected to captain of the guard and charged with the city's defense. With help from his beautiful and intelligent wife Trella, construction of a large wall around Orak begins. The mounting excitement of the novel crescendos into a powerful climax which brings the Alor Merikai to Orak's doorstep. The result of their violent confrontation forever changes the course of human history as it gives rise to a civilization we know as the ancient Sumerians. To read these novels and to discover others like them, be sure to visit your public library. This is Liberosity Book Talks. Thank you for listening.